I have with me Michael, who is from the bush band Swamp Dawkins, or affectionately known as Swampies. How are you, Michael?
Mate, I'm really well, and we're looking forward to a great week in and around Moree.
Yeah, the Ricochet Community Recovery events, and that kicks off with the Big Bush Dance Wednesday the 25th of September at the Moree Services Club at 6:30 p.m. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, we're pumped. We do probably about 50 events a year, 50 gigs a year.
Okay, yeah.
We've been going for 10 years, so we've done probably 400 or 500, something like that.
Wow.
And we do a lot all around New South Wales. We were up in Billawheeler in Queensland a couple of weeks ago. We've been down to Clare Valley earlier in the year.
Okay.
And, yeah, we've been all around New South Wales. Yeah, so it's always great to do our thing, to bring it to communities that might not often get the chance to have a good dance.
So, Michael, you're not a typical bush dance or country music band. In what way is that the case?
When we started, we were pretty much a straight 180 bush band.
Okay, yes.
And all we did was like the call dances. We started getting a lot of inquiries from people. I said, look, we want the bush dance, but we want to have some other music as well. What can you play? Or people are saying, look, we want a bit of a Wild West night, or it's for our rodeo or for our festival, so we want the dancing, but we want other music as well. What can you do?
Okay.
And so that's when we spun off out of that original bush band. We spun off Swamp Dawkins. So we do all the traditional bush dances, barn dances, line dances, and square dances.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them on the night. We walk people through them kind of step by step. So no prior experience needed, but it happens very quickly. We get people up and dancing.
Oh, yeah,
Literally within a minute or two, you'll be dancing to great Australian bush music. But then we mix it in throughout the night with a whole lot of other country music. And so it's everything from, a bit of Dolly, Kenny and Johnny through to through to contemporary music. Like, we'll even pull out a bit of Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Beyonce, really?
Yeah,
Texas Hold'em. Oh, I know that song. Hold'em. Yes.
Yeah, that's a little banger.
Well, you reckon that is country, though?
Well, that is a tricky question.
Yes.
There's a lot of conjecture around that.
There is, absolutely.
She says the word Texas, so it's kind of almost.
It's got to be.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we teach all those dances on the night, gets everyone up and dancing, and then we roll through, a whole lot of other music.
Yeah.
And I said, it's everything from traditional, bush dances like the Heel and Toe Polka and Strip the Willow to line dances. Yeah.
So, Michael, you also do the vocals and the dance calling.
Yep.
And you perform with Dora, who's on violin, and Paul Dengate on the bass and James Barton on the drums. Have you been together for the whole time?
Well, James certainly from the start.
Yes. Yeah.
Paul probably about 7 years.
Okay.
We've worked with a lot of different fiddlers over the years.
Yeah.
And Dora's been playing with us for, I guess, probably, 2 or 3 years, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fiddle's great. She's, classically trained to play in the, symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of, violin's her full-time thing. So when she lets loose on the fiddle, it's mind-blowing. Because there's not a lot of people hear the violin outside of classical music.
Oh, that's right, yes.
When you hear it in a country music, it's really uplifting, it's great.
So you're coming to Moree Services Club, 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 25th. Then you're going to Palamella War Hall at 6:30 p.m. on the Thursday the 26th. 6:30 p.m. at Gurley Hall the following day. That's the Friday, September the 27th. And on the Saturday, September the 27th, appearing at 5 p.m, I think it says here, Swamp Dawkins at the Mungandai Long Lunch. You're looking forward to that one?
Yeah, that would be great. We're really looking forward to coming to Mungandai. Some people from Mungandai got in touch with us.
Okay.
It was around about COVID, and they were wanting to book us. Delayed because of COVID. Then
back.
And then it got delayed because, the Barwon River flooded.
Oh.
And then they booked us again. And then it got delayed because of the mouse plague. Because they said, look, everyone's going to be camping.
Oh, okay. Yes.
There's 2.5 billion mice. We can't. So that we really felt for them because they'd had their, the supermarket, had burned down. It had the drought.
That's right. They had a run of bad luck. Yes. Yeah.
At all. Yeah. So we were looking for all of them. That Mungandai, that's going to be a particularly special one coming back.
That should be good. And the final performance at 5 p.m. Sunday, September the 29th at the Garrah Hall, that should be good too, actually.
Yeah, that's a nice little place. Yeah, we were coming back through a lot of those towns on the way back from Bill O'Wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Really nice.
So they're all part of the Ricochet Community Recovery Series event designed to enable social recovery and connection. And as Sandy would say, you couldn't really think of anything better than a bush dance, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really engaging night because at the end of the day, like, it's not about us as the band.
Yes,
we do our thing.
That's
and,
right.
You know, we love it and it's great. But the thing that makes them work is, you know, people on the dance floor, they're in the moment, they're dancing with each other. Endless smiles. And like, as a band, we get great reviews. But I always say to people, it's not, the reviews are great, not because of the band, but it's because of the people that we play for.
Okay,
the events.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you get you know, the communities together and, you know, everyone's kind of dancing, enjoying the night and relaxing, and it just takes their mind off a whole lot of other things, and they just get to, you know, sit back and enjoy a night. And even if people don't want to get up and dance, it's great music for them to listen to, and it's a great, great spectacle as well.
And it says here that the people have to RSVP for the catering, but not so much for the concert. So they have to do that with a QR code through the Moree Plains Shire Council website, although they can also ring Sandy McNaughton on 0429 596 312 if they have trouble with the QR code, and I think that's important too.
Yeah, yeah. And the events, they're all free.
They are, yes.
They're all being put on by the council. Yeah, it's just to come along, have a bit of a feed, have a dance. It'll be a very memorable night.
Thanks for your time today, Michael, and it's been a pleasure in talking with you. And it's also very interesting because there's a few things there I had no idea about. So thank you for educating me too. And
happy to help.
No, we look forward to you playing. That's Michael from Swamp Dawkins. With the Ricochet Community Recovery events upcoming, and the Big Bush Dance kicks off Wednesday the 25th at 6:30 p.m. Moree Services Club. Catch you later, Michael. Thank you.
Great. See you then. Okay.